भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायण नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्णिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो वी आर इन कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30 वर्स नंबर 3। मैत्रेय उवाच पचेतासोऽन्तरुद्धतौ पितृरादेशकारिणा जपयज्ञेन तपसा पुरञ्जनम् अतोषयन्। मैत्रेय उवाच प्रचेतासोऽन्तरुद्धतौ पितृरादेशकारिणा जपयज्ञेन तपसा पुरञ्जनम् अतोषयान्। मैत्रेय उवाच प्रचेतसो अन्तरुद्धतौ पितृरादेशकारिणा जपयज्ञेन तपसा पुरञ्जनम् अतोषयन्। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। मैत्रेय उवाच मैत्रेय सेड प्रचेतस द प्रचेतास अंत विद इन उद्धतौ द सी पितु ऑफ देयर फादर आदेशकारिण द ऑर्डर कैरियर्स जपयज्ञेन बाय चैंटिंग मंत्रास तपसा अंडर सेवियर ऑस्टेरिटीज पुरम जनम द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एड अतोशयन सेटिस्फाइड। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत श्रील प्रभुपाद। द ग्रेट सेज मैत्रेय सेड द सन्स ऑफ प्राचीन बरीहि नोन एज प्रचेतास underwent severe austerities within the sea water to carry out the order of their father By chanting and repeating the mantras given by Lord Shiva, they are able to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. One can offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, but if one repeats the prayers offered by great devotees like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, or if one follows in the footsteps of great personalities, one can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead very easily. So Prabhupada is just saying we should offer prayers and we can do it directly. But if we can offer prayers which are already offered by great devotees like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, then it is very easy to please Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or if we can follow in the footsteps of great personalities. And then further Prabhupada says, for instance, we sometimes chant this mantra of Brahma Samhita, Chintamani prakar satmasu kalpa vriksha lakshavateshu surabhir abhipalayantam lakshmi sahasra satasam brahmana sevyamanam govindamadipurusham tamamajami. I worship Govinda, the premier lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desires in abodes built with spiritual gems and surrounded by millions of purpose trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or Gopis. Because this prayer was offered by Lord Brahma, we follow him by reciting this prayer. This is the easiest way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The pure devotee never attempts to reach the Supreme Lord directly. The most important way to worship the Lord is to go through the disciplic succession of devotees. The prayers offered by Lord Shiva to the Supreme Personality of Godhead were thus repeated by Prachetas, who were very successful, in pleading the Supreme Lord. So again, Prabhupada is stressing the point of repeating the prayers which are done by previous acharyas. And further he says, here the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Puranjana. According to Madhvacharya, the living entity is called Puranjana because he has become an inhabitant of this material world, and under the influence of three modes of material nature, he is forced to live within it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead creates this material world, Pura, and he also enters within it. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham. The Lord enters within the heart of the living entity and within the atom. Therefore, both the living entity and the Lord are called Puranjana. One Puranjana, the living entity, is subordinate to the Supreme Puranjana. Therefore, the duty of the subordinate Puranjana is to satisfy the Supreme Puranjana. That is devotional service. Lord Rudra or Lord Shiva is the original Acharya of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, called the Rudra Sampradaya. Rudra Gitena indicates that under the disciplic succession of Lord Rudra, the Prachitas achieved spiritual success. So basically this purport talks about the prayers. And if we see our life from morning to night, we start our day with samsada or prayers, and till the night, Gaur Aarti and so many other prayers we sang daily. So prayers are very integral part of our daily lives. And Bhagavatam is full with so many prayers. So initially when we come to devotional lives, we just generally go for stories. We generally don't like much prayers. And some prayers seem very repetitive also, saying things again and again. But when we advance in spiritual life, most of the devotees like to recite the prayers. And if you see Mukundamala Stotra and others also, there are different prayers. And different prayers are composed by different devotees. So we will like to see some prayers. So there are so many prayers in Bhagavatam from Arjuna, Kunti Mani, Bhishma Pitama, then Dhruva Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, and so many. So one of the famous prayers of Vitrasura. So we'll just see some of the prayers of which are sung by Vitrasura. These prayers are also important because in this case, if we see, Vitrasur is a devotee in the guise of a demon, and he's in very distressful condition, and that time he prays. And so, these prayers are very useful for us also, and we can just recite these prayers in following the footsteps of the acharyas. Generally, if we say, so many other prayers, some are before the problem comes, or if there's an impediment, then the devotees pray. And some prayers which are sung after the thing is over, or the main predicament is gone, and the devotees offer prayers to the Lord. So in this, Vitrasura is offering some prayers. Aham hare tava padeka mulam dasanu dasa bhavatasmi bhuya mana smarate shupatir gunamse grihita vak karma karoti kaya. So he's saying, O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, may I again be able to be a servant of eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet. O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant so that my mind may always think of your transcendent attributes. My words glorify those attributes, and my body always engage in the loving service of your lordships. This is a very good purport. Prabhupada says, this verse gives the sum and substance of devotional life. So if one wants that some essence, that what is devotional life, then this is the sum and substance of devotional life, that I may again be a servant of your eternal servants and find shelter at your lotus feet. And then I may always think of transcendental attributes and glorified attributes, and my body always engage in the loving service of your lordship. One must first become a servant of the servant of the servant of Lord, Dasanu Dasa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, and he also showed by his own example, that living entities should always desire to be a servant of servant of servant of Krishna. So once His Holiness Radhan Maharaj went to a devotee's house, and the devotee's house, so many devotees' family had gathered, and there was one lady who was serving the devotees, and Maharaj asked, who is she? And they told that she's a maid servant who serves in our house. Then Maharaj told that, oh, so she is your servant. So you are Lord's servant, she is your servant, and I am his servant. This is how Das, Dasanu Das. So I will serve him. So it's very natural for him to tell like this. For me, it's very difficult. But that is what is the essence. Das, Dasanu Das. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, and he also showed his own example, that a living entity should always desire to be servant of servant of servant of Krishna, the maintainer of gopis. Gopi bharatu pada kamalayor das das dasanu das. This means that one must accept a spiritual master who comes in disciplic succession and is servant of the servant of Lord. Under his direction, one must then engage one's three properties, namely his body, mind and words. The body should be engaged in physical activity under the order of the master. The mind should think of Krishna incessantly, and words should be engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord. If one is thus engaged in the loving service of the Lord, one's life is successful. So the body should be engaged in physical activity, doing menial services. Then mind should always think of Krishna, and words should glorify Krishna. So if you see Ambarish Maharaj, he also says like this, how all the limbs of the body can be used for all the limbs to perform bhakti. And this is the most practical way of doing bhakti. Then next, one may think that why one wants to do bhakti, why one wants to serve under some person. Generally, if we see in this material world, nobody likes to become a servant. If somebody serves another person, there is a motive behind it. There is something we want to gain. If suppose we flatter some politicians, so we want some of the things to be done from them, some favor we want from them, and that is the reason we flatter them, we glorify them. And that is the general principle with most of the living entities who are not still pure. So The Lord may think that why Vitrasura is offering such prayers that I want to become servant of the servant. What does he want? Does he want all the opulences of this world? Or is he afraid of not going to the hell? What does he want actually? So in the next verse, Vitrasura clarifies that why he is offering these prayers. Na naka prishtam na cha parameshyam na sarva bhavam na sarsati patyam na yoga siddhira punarbhavam va samanjasatva virahaya kanshe. He says, O my Lord, source of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in Dhruva Loka, the heavenly planets or the planet where Lord Brahma resides, nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of the earthly planets or the lower planetary systems. I do not desire to be the master of the power of mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus. So, my only desire is to obtain your lotus feet. And that is desire, I am serving you to only obtain your lotus feet. There is no other desires. So, I don't want to enjoy in Dhruva Loka. I don't want to go resides, Brahma resides. I don't want to be the ruler of these earthly planets and all the lowly planets. Or I don't want to mystic yoga. So generally, when we do anything in this world, especially when chanting also, most of the thoughts which come is like this only. We want to become a master of something. We want some mystic yoga. Sometimes yesterday or the week I was chanting and I was thinking if I had some mystic things, I could have known before only what is going to happen. Because in most of the cases, what happens is the problem comes to be known after the thing is done and then it's very difficult to repair. But if somebody has mystic power, he can predict the future. That, oh, this is things that happen. If suppose we are doing some things, example, suppose we are doing some construction, if somebody does construction with bad metal, we know before only that he is not a good person or he will do with the bad metal, we could have done much better job. Or if we can know that, oh, Maharaj wants like this only, it would be a lot easier to do the things. We could have just started with the right foot and then we would have not been in such a difficulty of understanding what does Maharaj wants, how does he wants, what are the criteria. So the predicament with most of the leaders is that they don't have full information of the job in hand. The job which they have is to be completed, but most of the information is missing. And because of this, so many mistakes occur and one has to bear the cost of the mistakes. But there is no other way. So this is very often that when we chant, this type of desires come. Or sometimes if we are in the middle of some problem, then we think, oh, why I am in this problem? Why I don't have some servants? Why I cannot be some in a position where I am in better things to do? So, Vitrasu knows this, and therefore he gives all this energy in his prayers. In purport also he says, pure devotee never desires to gain material opportunities by rendering transcendental loving service to Lord. So, pure devotee never desires to gain material opportunities by rendering transcendental service, loving service to the Lord. A pure devotee desires only to engage in loving service to the Lord in the constant association of the Lord and his eternal associates, as stated in the previous verse, Dasam Dasa Bhavitasmi. As confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur, Tandera Charana Sei Bhakta Sananas, Janama Janame Hoi Yehi Abhilash. To serve the Lord and the servants of his servants, then the association of devotees is the only objective of a pure, unalloyed devotee. So, if one is pure, he will not ask many questions. He will just serve. Generally, what a living entity tendency is, when he does some service, he wants to know the detail. And first he will find out faults, find out what are the faults in it, how can we do the things better, and so many things he will tell. And we will not take services also if we are not clear. But if we see a pure devotee, he will just go on serving. He will not find faults with the who is giving service, what is the service, and how the service should be rendered, and so many things he will not do, but he will just serve. In the next verse, Vritrasura is giving examples of how service is to be rendered, or what is the mood in service. So he says, as baby birds that have yet not developed wings always look for their mother in return to feed them, so the birds are always dependent on the mothers. The calves are dependent on the cows, and a morose wife whose husband is away always longs for his husband to return. So these are the examples given. So one of the acharyas also composed some verses on Ananya Bhakti, and he gave so many examples. One is of a chataka bird who longs for the water, which only is obtained through the rain by the clouds. So there are so many oceans, there are so many rivers filled with water, and there are so many other sources of water. But this bird will not drink even a single drop of water from that. So 8 months out of 12 months he'll be thirsty. And that 4 months also, when the water comes, what happens generally is when there is a cloud, before the rain comes, there's a thunderbolt. So the chataka's bird is seeing like this, the water will come and the thunderbolt falls in. And sometimes the cloud just roars, but it doesn't give any water. So in this way, the chataka bird is distressed, but still, it will only drink the water which is obtained from the clouds. So in this way, a devotee prays to the Lord, that Lord, you may do whatever you want. You may be giving distress to me by being not present before me. You may give so many hardships to me, but still I will pray only to you, and I will only serve you. I will not serve any other person in this material world. And like this, he gives around 8-10 examples, how the water goes to the Ganga, how a wife is due to the husband, how a patient, even though a doctor is doing his surgery, he's in lot of pain, but still he doesn't protest because he has faith in doctor. And like this, he gives so many examples. And one example he gives of a bird who is in sea, who goes in different directions but cannot find any shelter, because the boat is in the middle of the sea and the seashore is far, far away. And then he concludes that his boat is the only shelter in this material world. And like this, a devotee concludes that the lotus feet of the Lord are only shelter in this material world, which is like ocean of miseries. So this way he prays. And then the last sloka which he prays in this chapter is, and this Maharaj also quotes so many times, say, oh my Lord, oh Master, I am wandering throughout this material world as a result of my fruitive activities. Therefore, I simply seek friendship in the association of your pious and enlightened devotees. My attachment to my body, wife, children, and home is continuing by the spell of your eternal external energy, but I wish to be attracted to them no longer. Let my mind, my conscience, and everything I have attached only to you. So that is what our consciousness should be while doing any service. That let my mind, my conscience, and everything I have be attached only to you. Generally, when we do any activity, what we see, how we have performed the activity. If we are giving class, what quality of class we have given. But if we see the devotees who are pure, they see how the class is given, but the most thing where they see is in what consciousness have we given the class, in what consciousness have we done this service, what was our consciousness when we started the service. If the service is accomplished very, very nicely, the end result is very nice, but our consciousness was not good, then in the end we are the loser. In the end, what will happen is the service which is done, others may benefit, but we will stay here, we will not go back to God. So therefore, if he sees consciousness, that he is saying that I am wandering through this material world because of fruitive activities. So we may be wandering here because of our activities, but What we should think is friendship in association of devotees and enlightened devotees specifically. So the senior devotees, which are advanced devotees, they calculate in a year how much time they have taken advanced devotees association, how much time have they spent in doing Krishna Katha, how much time their consciousness was very good. And it's not easy because the consciousness goes down very easily every day. So we have to strive every day, each and every day, to maintain the level of consciousness which are in, if we want to really obtain the result of going back to her in this lifetime. So these are the prayers according to this verse number 3, which we have done. So we are also to do verse number 4. So he says, Dasa Varsha Santrante Poshas Tu Sanatana Tesham Avirbhut Krishitam Santena Samayam Rucha. At the end of 10,000 years of severe austerities performed by the Prachetas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to reward their austerities, appeared before them in his very pleasing form. This appealed to the Prachetas and satisfied the labor of their austerities. Purport by the Divine A.C. Bhaktivinoda Sila Prabhupada. Performing 10,000 years of severe austerities does not seem a happy endeavor. Yet the devotees, the serious students of spiritual life, undergo such austerities to attain the favor of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we also do not like to perform austerity like this season of cold. I do not like to wake up early in the morning. And generally I don't do also. Or attend Mangalati and so many things. So, but if we are serious, then we'll undergo such austerities to attain the favor of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a test of our sincereness and our seriousness, how serious we are to complete our quota in this lifetime and go back to Godhead in this lifetime. As Prabhupada said that we can do it in one lifetime. We can go back to Godhead in one lifetime only. And we will have to do some austerities for that. Sometimes we see some devotees complain that I have to do so much service, I have to do so much work. While this devotee or that devotee does not have to do so much work, he doesn't have so much service, nobody tells him that to do all the service, all that's been done. So let us understand one principal thing is, the one who endeavors gets success. So either today or tomorrow we'll have to labor, either today or tomorrow we'll have to purify ourselves, then only we can go back to Godhead. So if somebody is not doing that labor now, he'll have to do in the next lifetime or in the next lifetime. Before going to back to Godhead, he has to do that work, otherwise he cannot go back to Godhead. So onus is on us whether we want to take the work and go back to Godhead, or we also want to become lazy and stay here in this material world. Because everyone has to row his own boat. He can get inspiration, some motivation, some support, but ultimately we have to row our boats. So if we work hard, then we are clearing the obstacles and we can go back to God fast. But if we are lazy, it's very difficult for us to go back to God. And it may take time, because it's not that after hearing one or twice or sometimes the thing sinks in. We have to hear at least a dozen times before some things we can understand at least what has been said. And then again hear for some more times to understand what is to be done. And again then do some things to implement the things and then to get results to our wisdoms. So it's a long journey, it's not a short journey. If you see Prabhupada, he will repeat in lecture that we are not this body, we are soul. We have so many lectures he's repeated. And somebody asked that, why are you repeating again and again and again the same thing? And Prabhupada said, even after repeating so many times, you are not understanding the thing. And you are not acting on it. So to act on something takes long time of hearing. It is not so easy. And if you see Maharaj also, he will speak on So it takes a long time to understand actually what is being said, to understand what does actually mean, to go to the depths of what is being said, and then to, after understanding, then to form a plan to implement it. And after forming a plan to actually implement the thing, and then to implement, get the wisdom of the thing, and then to go forward. It's not a short journey, it's a very long journey. And therefore, we hear complaints so many times that we're seeing that, oh, these devotees, they are practicing for so many years, still we see that they are false, or we see that we have so many negativity, we have so many faults, or we hear that outsiders are much better, they have good qualities than devotees. But this is not the fact, because it takes a long time to inculcate all the qualities and to go forward. And it's a very austere situation, it's a very awkward situation to develop these qualities also, because not many will strive for it, not many who are striving will get the qualities, and not many who get the qualities will ultimately achieve the perfection in these qualities. So further, it's said that Valmiki, the author of Ramayana, underwent meditation austerities for 60,000 years. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appreciated the austerities undergone by the Pachitas, and he finally appeared before them in a pleasing form. Thus, they all became satisfied and forget the austerities they underwent. So if we get the result of austerities we perform, then the labor is worth it. Then there is no problem. But suppose if we don't get the results, then the whole problem starts and the fight starts that why we are not successful. In the material world, if one is successful after hard labor, he is very pleased. Similarly, the devotee forgets all his labors and austerities as soon as he contacts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Dhruva Maharaj was only a five-year-old boy, he underwent severe austerities by eating simply dry foliage, drinking only water and taking no food. In this way, after 6 months, he was able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. So how much time does it take from Shraddha to getting back to Godhead, or getting the love of Godhead? If you see Bhagavatam, if you see different examples, now it's not so difficult. Narad Muni, when he was at 5 years of age, if he sees symptoms, he's far advanced at 5 years of age before he's going to the north. Maybe more than Ruchi or Bhava stage he's in six. If he sees Dhruva Maharaj, in 6 months he got the darshan of Lord, he got purified everything. If he sees Chitraketu Maharaj, he got darshan of Lord in 7 days. If he see Muchukunda, and so many devotees, actually, devotional service is not difficult. Actually, to get love of Godhead, to get to the Bhava stage is not so difficult. It's very quick. It's so quick. I said in 6 months. In 6 months, he was able to see the personality of Godhead. And, you know, it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also says it doesn't take much time. I don't know the book name, but he also says the same thing, that it doesn't take much time to get this to this stage. When he saw the Lord, he forgot all his austerities and said, Swamin Krithartho Svi, my dear Lord, I am very pleased. Of course, these austerities were performed in the Satyuga, Dwapar Yuga and Treta Yuga, but not in this age of Kali. In the Kali Yuga, one can attain the same result simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because the people of this age are fallen, the Lord is kind enough to give them the easiest method. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, one can attain the same results. However, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu points out, we are so unfortunate that we are not even attracted to chanting the Mahamantra Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this purport talks about the austerities to be done to go back to Godhead. And Prabhupada very aptly says here that in other yugas it was very easy to perform different austerities to go back to Godhead. But in this yuga, in Kali Yuga, the most easiest thing is to chant the holy names of Lord. So before chanting the holy name, it's important to develop the consciousness to chant the holy names.
and the mood to chant the holy name. So we will see some of the glories of holy name from different scriptures. If the time permits, we'll see how much we can do so that we can hear more. Because if you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has shown by his example, he used to hear pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj, pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj for 100 and 100 times. So we all also have to hear so many times if we want to achieve perfection in some things, or we have to practice so many times before we can actually do things. Even I heard Prabhupada said that I achieved perfection in chanting after 40 years. So if he says that he took 40 years in this Leela, that attain perfection means chanting. So how much time will we take? We don't know. So these are some of the famous verse. We'll just see. So Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Kevalam Kale Nasteva 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 Katiranyatha. So in the age of Kali, there is no alternative, there is no alternative, there is no alternative for spiritual progress than the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. Then we know Krishna Vannam Krishna Krishnam Sango Anga Pasta Pashadam Yagni Sankirtana Praya Jayanti Hisu Medesa. So those who are very intelligent will worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then we have the famous verse from Kali Santra Upanishad, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Shoshakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmashanashnam Nata Pratropaya Sarva Vedeshu Dishyate. So there is no other way. Then Kali Dosha Nide Najan Asti Aika Mahan Guna Kirtana Yasya Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Raje. So there are so many faults in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is ocean of faults. If we see something, we can only say faults. So we can achieve gold medals, we can achieve trophies if somebody says that find faults in somebody. But there is one good quality, Kirtana Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramjin. And that the famous Krite Tad Dhyayate Vishnam Tretayam Yate Makhe Dvapare Paricharyayam Kaletad Hari Kirtanan. So Krita Yuga, they will do meditation, Tretayam, in the Treta Yuga Yajna was done. Dwapara Yuga, people were doing Parikrama, but in Kali Yuga, you have to do the Harinam Sankirtan. So like this, there are verses after verses after verses after verses, glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is from Prema Vivarta Puran. Shaddaya Helaya Nama Ratani Mama Jantavu Tesham Nama Sada Partha Vartate Ridaya Nama Nanama Dasadasham Jnanam Nanama Sadasham Vratam Nanama Sadasham Dhyanam Nanama Sadasham Phalam Nanama Sadasham Tyago Nanama Sadashasama Nanama Sadasham Punyam Nanama Sadashagati Nameva Parama Muktir Nameva Paramagati Nameva Parama Shantir Nameva Paramasiti Nameva Parama Bhaktir Nameva Paramamati Nameva Param Parama Pritir, Nameva Parama Smriti, Nameva Karanam Jantur, Nameva Prabhu Evava, Nameva Paramaradhyam, Nameva Parama Guru. So this we can understand that it gives mukti, it gives gati, it gives shanti, it gives siti, it gives bhakti, it gives paramati, it gives priti, it gives smriti, and it is a karanam, it is a prabhu, it is a paramaradhya. And you can, and if we don't take Naam, the Jnana, the Vrata, the Dhyana, the Phalam, it doesn't have much fruit. So it is very important. And in this, there are so many other verses also. So in 6th canto also, we see Patita, Skalita Bhagna, Sandasta, Tapta, Ahata, Hari iti avasenaha puman narhari yatana. Somebody falls down, somebody has accidents, and somebody is beaten by a snake, or he has lot of fever, or anything is done. If he just takes the name of the Lord, then he can be saved from going to hell. And there are no rules also. Then this is Laghu Bhagavatam. Sada droha paro yastu sajjanamanam mahitale jayate pavano dhyanyo hare namanukritad. An offense committed against a saintly person is a serious crime, and only by chanting holy name of Krishna one can atone for it. The scriptures amply describe the various forms of prayaschitta, rituals for atonement of saints. However, all of these ritualistic activities are inconsequential compared to chanting of holy name. So if an offense is committed, it can be absolved by chanting the holy name. But there is an asterisk. We should not commit the 10 offenses. That the seventh offense is to commit offense on the strength of holy name. That is, we do this offense against saintly persons actively, or this offense should be done inadvertently, not with knowledge or not with proper intention. If we intentionally do this offense and just chant the holy name will not work, because seventh offense will work. So we should first ask forgiveness from the devotee, then serve him, and then only if nothing works, then this is the last phase where you can chant the holy name. Of course, the first two things is very difficult. I myself have failed so many times to ask forgiveness. But if it's not done, it will take a long time to revive and to do good chanting. Then this Kurma Puran says, Vasanti Yani Kotis Tu Pavanani Mahitale Natan Tattulyam Yanti Krishna Namanu Kirtane. The process of chanting the holy name has the power to eradicate all the accumulated and sinful reactions and much more, so much so that the holy name can absolve more sinful reactions than one is at all capable of committing. Namno asya yavata sakti papa nirharane yare tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam pataka jana. So this is again Kurma Puran. It is impossible to commit such volumes of sinful activities in this age of Kali that cannot be eradicated by the chanting of the holy name of Govinda. Then after Kurma Puran and Laghu Bhagavatam, there is Skanda Puran. Tannasi karmajam loka vagjam manasam evava yanna shapyate papam kalau govinda kirtanam. So the scriptures proclaim in unequivocally that the holy name is the only cure for all diseases. O residents of Vrindavan, I say it is true. Trust me, just chant the name of Govinda, Achyutananda, Krishna, chant the holy name out of Madhusudan, feeling from the heart with tears flowing from the eyes, and rid yourself of all material disease and suffering. So this is all how we should chant from the heart. Like Sachin Maharaj says, it should not be lip deep, because Hare Krishna, what we speak is material words, which is not coming from our heart, it's not coming from the deep, deep, deep of our heart. That is conscious and unconscious, and that it should cross the mana, the chitta, the buddhi, the hankar, and below that from the soul, we should chant the holy name if we want the effects. Then Brahmanda Purana says, Mahapatako yukto api kirtayan manishinam harim shuddha antakarano bhutva jayate pankti pavana. All dreadful fears and sufferings like severe sickness, the fear of capital punishment, etc. are easily quelled by chanting the Lord Narayan's holy name. Then there is Vahani Purana, which says, Mahavyadi samachanno Raja Badhopapirita Narayanti Samkritya Nira Tanko Bhaven Nara. The chanting of the holy name drives away all diseases, sufferings, distressful conditions, and inauspicious situations. Then this is from Brihan Naradiya Puran. Sarva Roka Upashamanam Sarva Upadrava Nashanam Shantidam Sarva Aristanam Hare Nama Anukirtana. As a strong wind disperses the clouds of gathering gloom, and the rising sun's first rays dispels darkness, similarly, chanting of the holy name countervails against all calamities by its own unlimited potency. This is clearly explained by Srila Vyasadeva in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then there are verses from Bhagavatam, Vishnu Dharmotara,
Then Vishnu Dharmutra class, other also verses are there from other all the Nasim Purana. Yatha tatha harir nama kirtayanti sma naraka tatha tatha haro bhaktim uch van vahanto udivam yutu. So prarabha or unofficial reactions of sinful activities committed in previous lives can be countered only by means of chanting the holy name. So in this way, there are so many verses in so many Puranas. This is Vishnu Yamala place, then Padma Puran, and so many Vamana Puran. Then there is something called Vishwamitra Samhita. So this all glorify the chanting of the holy name. So this around so many pages. So the essence is that we are very fortunate to get this process of chanting the holy name. And it's very simple, it's very easy. Those who don't have faith, those who are offenders to the holy name, those who are atheistic, can also chant the name of the holy name, even without their knowing. And this we have seen in so many instances. Such is the glory of the holy name, that anybody can chant the names, whatever caste he may be, whatever age he may be, whatever religion he may prefer, whatever condition he may be, while sleeping, while waking up, while bedridden, while in disease condition. Such is liberal holy name, and such is the capacity of the holy name. So holy name is more powerful than Krishna himself, and therefore by chanting the holy name one can ever capture the Lord within his heart, and therefore one should try to chant holy name. Like we heard Giriraj Maharaj saying last week, his whole lectures he was constantly repeating one of the class by Srila Prabhupada. He was saying one line: if you get time, chant Hare Krishna. So if we get time, we should chant Hare Krishna. By whatever we are doing, however we are doing, whatever capacity we can chant. Of course, we are not pure, so we may not chant purely. But as I said, practice makes the man perfect. If we can make practice, we can reach perfection one day. And of course, imperfect practice makes one perfect in imperfection. So we should try not to do it imperfectly as far as our senses, our mind, our intelligence allows, and as far as we can, in our limited capacities, we can, whatever we can do. So thank you very much for your patient listening. Hope it was beneficial and useful. So 4 minutes are left. If somebody has any comments, we can share. Otherwise, we can chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. With the prayers and the feelings which was there in verse number 3. So this verse number 3 and verse number 4 is itself is a complete thing. And if we can understand these two things only, we can go back to Godhead within these two verses. And this is the beauty of Prabhupada, that he knows that we cannot read much. Like, I am very poor in reading. I don't reach much. Sometimes for days I don't even open a book. So Prabhupada has very, very mercifully given everything in every purport, in every verse. So if we can, anytime we can, if we open just one verse or just if we can read one line, we can get the essence of a whole Bhagavatam, the whole scriptures in that 2-3 lines or verses, and it may facilitate us to go back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ji.
In this past times.
No.
In this
lifetime. You don't say that it's important. He said it's possible to go. Because we may have doubt whether we can go back to God in this lifetime. He says that we can do in this lifetime.
Sometimes possible. I am I'm just thinking that this is any kind of like course, like how we can actually measure that our Krishna consciousness kuta is complete for going back to home bhakti culture. Like how I can understand myself, like how I should improve. Or
how you can
measure my Krishna consciousness kuta, it is actually fulfilling or it is going to developing or not?
So many books are there. Harinam Chintamani, then Madhurya Kalmani. So there are stages in there. There are symptoms of the stages. We can compare, do we have that symptoms or not? There are so many shlokas which are connected to each of the stages. Like if we see avyatha kalatvam, nama gana sada ruchi, like this, there are so many symptoms. So we can compare how much time are you wasting, how much do I have a taste in chanting and hearing. Like this, there are so many symptoms. And second thing is, we may or we may not know whether we are progressing, but the devotees around us will definitely know. And they will definitely give us so many feedbacks. If we have open ears and eyes to see and hear, we'll definitely know if we are going the right direction or we are going in the wrong direction. So in this way, we have very advanced devotees actually in this community. There is no dearth of that. Some are sitting in front of me only, who sing very nicely, very eloquently, who are devotional singing services. And most importantly, so many devotees are so dedicated to Guru Maharaj and all. Yesterday only we heard 2 hours Madan Mohan pastime. Till what way and till what measure and what difficulties can one go to please Guru Maharaj? So how much examples do we want more to become serious and sincere in devotional service? Because not only we have scriptures which speaks out these examples, but we also have live examples around us. Fortunately, we have all on the same age groups. We have the same Sangha. So we can learn from them and we can see so many good attributes in them. Generally, I am very backward, but we can personally see there are so many devotees who are forward in this. They appreciate, they have so many loving devotional exchanges with each other. And specifically, Maharaj has verses Vrindavan also in such a way, even if you do not want to become Krishna consciousness, you will become just by staying here. There are some guests who told that there was one who was purely atheistic. He had no faith in God. He chanted, started chanting. There was one Mataji who said that I committed so many offenses, I cannot chant more than 2 rounds. And she was giving so many examples of Swami Maharaj that I did this. After coming here, she started 16 rounds. And I have seen this. Apart from them, there are many examples of life changing here. So I think you will get so many examples. And you can ask other devotees also. There is a list of qualities also in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. How much have we developed that qualities? So, like this, there are so many symptoms. You can make a book of it and give me also. I will also try.
Thank you, sir.
I hope I have given some hints. Others, all these students can give.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hashim.
Hare Krishna.
So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai. Yeah.